Like I say, it's good to be back here at Mountain View, another opportunity to be out with God's people. We, you know, we love each and every one of you from the bottom of our hearts. Appreciate every time we get to be amongst you. We appreciate this homecoming. I told me and Randy was talking, it's been quite a few years since we've been here homecoming. We got to help one time up in the cemetery, and we been quite a few years ago, but we appreciate it. Appreciate this opportunity to be back, and we know that this be a memorial service unto the church and unto those that was here, as Bruce said, and those that are here. But we appreciate them. Everything that's been said, everything that's been done, and we appreciate the church and what it's meant to me in my life. Not just Mountain View, but the church, the people that make it up, and we. Appreciate each and every one of you. What a part you've been to us in our life, and we just want to mind the Lord for just a few minutes. We had some things in our heart for about the last week, and it might not be an exact memorial service message, but I got to give you what the Lord's given me, and that's on the way to work this morning. But I believe the Lord can tie it all together, Brother Randy, if we just. Trust him for just a few minutes that we might be able to get ourselves out of the way, and we appreciate it. And I'm going to read you some scripture, some very familiar scripture out of the book of Joshua this morning. Going to read to you, I believe it's from part of the seventh chapter is what we feel like reading unto you. And we're just going to read it and leave it in your hearing and just trust that the Lord would just come by and give us what we stand in need of it, out of it this morning. And y'all, I know you are, and you will, and just pray right from the depths of your heart that we might be able to get ourselves out of the way and be able to give you what the Lord give us this morning, that we all might just go from here saying it's been a good start to the service this morning. That's all I want to do, just come to help you. And we just going to trust you, Lord. And give you what he's give us. But in the book of Joshua, in the seventh chapter, beginning with the first verse, and the Bible says, "But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing, for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerai, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Bethaven, on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, Go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, Let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few. And so there went up thither of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men, and for they chased them from before the gate even unto Shibaram, and smote them in the going down. Wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the eventide, he and the elders of Israel, and put dust upon their heads. And Joshua, alas, O God, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us unto the hand of the Amorites, to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it, and shall environ us round, and cut off our name from the earth. And what wilt thou do unto thy great name? And the Lord said unto Joshua, Get thee up, wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I had commanded them. For they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen and dissembled also all that they have put in even among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, except you destroy the accursed from among you. Up, sanctify the people, and say, Sanctify yourself against tomorrow. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, there is a cursed thing in the midst of thee, O Israel. Thou canst not stand before thine enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. And that's all we feel like reading this morning. And y'all pray and help us. And I know you'll say, preacher, that's not much of a memorial message this morning. Well, you just trust and hold on for just a minute that the Lord be able to get in the midst of it and be able to give you what He's given me this morning. And I'll tell you, I appreciate the Lord, appreciate what He's done for us in our walk and in our journey with Him this morning. And I'll tell you, I'm just going to trust the Lord a minute, Brother Randy, and just wait on Him for just a few minutes that we might be able to get to that place. And I'll tell you, I know that there's things that, there's words that people that always look down on. If you say them in church and these things in that church, y'all just listen to me just a minute. But I'll tell you something. It ain't nothing bad, but I know, Brother Bruce, what the Lord give me, and I know what He's laid upon our heart. So I'm just going to trust Him for just a minute. You talk about the church and the things that's laid up and the memorial and the people that's gone on before it. Joshua had a load put on him this morning. Thank God Moses was gone. It was up to him to carry the people across across River Jordan. Y'all know all that, and I'm not going to stay around all that very long. But you know, as they got over there, the first thing they had to do, they was promised to get into the land of milk and honey flowing there this morning. But thank God, you know, when they got over to that place, the very first thing they had to do was start fighting. Thank God for what they'd got. And y'all hold on, and I'll tell you something this morning. I appreciate the people that's went on before us, Randy, that fought the fight, thank God, and that was willing to stand up and to fight the things that the Lord has done for us. But y'all pray just a minute. Thank God, I'll tell you something. Brother Owen, they got over there, and y'all know they fought the fight, thank God, of Jericho and how the Lord was with them and how the Lord blessed them, brother, and how He took them and defeated everything and tore the walls of Jericho down for them, brother. But it wasn't very long, thank God, that they had to fight another battle. Brother, they come across a little town called Ai. Wasn't very many people there. You say, preacher, how you know? Because they said, I ain't going to take all of us to go up there. Just let a few of us go. Then we might be able not to burden everybody. Everybody ain't got to fight this fight. But thank God this morning I want you to know that sin had entered into the camp. Brother, and I'll tell you something. Thank God this morning when sin entered into it. Brother, it changed everything. Thank God this morning. Brother, I'll tell you, I'm just going to give you what the Lord gave me this morning. Thank God. Oh, Joshua, the Bible says, they come running back to Joshua. Thank God, done got whooped up there. Brother, done got defeated. Done lost 36 men, the Bible says. And Brother Joshua couldn't figure it out. But I'll tell you this right here, what the Lord give me. They done got their tail kicked, Brother Randy. And that's all I know to tell you this morning. That's exactly what the Lord give me. I'm just going to turn loose and preach to you for just a few minutes. Thank God, I want you to know something. Brother, when sin enters into you, thank God you're getting ready for a fight and you're getting ready for a battle. Brother, but I thank God this morning. You know what the Lord went on and told them. Brother, when they got their tail kicked, oh, Joshua got down, Bruce, and got to praying for them because he knew something was going wrong. Thank God they ain't never had their tail handed to them like they got that day. Brother, they didn't know what it was like to be defeated. But son, I guarantee you, I thank God you you may be here. I've just been born again lately. I thank God, don't know what it is. I thank God yet to be able to stand up and get your tail handed to you. But I'm going to tell you something. You better get ready this morning. Because Satan is right on your tail, right on your trail this morning. But thank God, I won't tell you this. You know what? Even the Lord told Joshua, thank God, folks, it blows up. And I want to try to show you some things this morning. Thank God, he told Joshua that it ain't going to be right again, thank God, until you get rid of the sin out of your camp. Thank God, I want y'all to know something. Son, there was a time when this world was getting whipped, slapped up one side down the other. And you know why? Because sin and death had entered into it by the curse of Adam. And thank God, the Lord knew it wasn't going to be right, thank God, until sin and death got whooped, thank God. And brother, I'll tell you something. He knew from the foundation of the world what it was going to take, thank God. And he got willing and sent his son on a whoop him this morning. Thank God, I want you to know something. I'm going to slow down and preach and give you what the Lord gave me this morning. Thank God, I want you to know something. When the last time you felt like you got your tail kicked, but I'll tell you something. Ain't you glad, Bruce? We got a big brother we can call upon this morning. Thank God to take care of our problems. Brother old Joshua, the Bible said they got to hell and put ashes upon their head. Folks, you go study now. Sometimes they done it. And I mourn the loss. Brother, I believe Joshua was doing it for all of it. Thank God, got down sometimes in sackcloth and ashes. And brother, repented for what they done. I believe old Joshua was mourning the loss of his people. And I believe he was repenting, ready at the very same time this morning. Thank God, he didn't want to go through what they'd been through anymore. And folks, I'll tell you something. Brother, these people that's laying right up here, their old bodies are laying up there anyway. I want you to know something. They was willing to fight the fight. And brother, to take care of each and every one of us and to try to give us some guidance and point us in the right way. Because they knew there was going to come a day when it was laid in our hands. And we was going to have to be the ones that was ready to fight the fight this morning. I thank God. Y'all pray. I'm going to tell you something. I've been thinking about this all week. I remember, Brother Jeff, back when I was in high school. Y'all listen a minute. I remember my junior year in high school. Over there in the old Rock Barn High School. I was Potal. One of the best football teams around that year in Daresville. Boy, we had a senior class above us. And son, we had some juniors that could play with the best in the county and play with the best in the state. But I want you to know something. Son, it was all kind of expectation for us. We were doing pretty good. I hadn't been beat yet. I went over to Rock Mart High School. Y'all listen to me. I went to the old Rock Mart High School. And folks, I'll tell you something. I got over there and got to play. We thought we was everything. I went over there with our chest puffed out. I didn't think we could be beat. You know what happened to us? About 2 minutes before halftime, one of our best running backs was laying in the middle of the field. Edward Washington, laying there, brother, and I'll tell you something. We all looked at him and knew. We stood there hollering for the coaches to come on. Edward's leg was wrapped about around behind his neck. I done broke it in more than one place. And son, we got to thinking right then. You know what happened, Brother Jeff? We was sitting there. I supposed to beat everybody. We was getting beat 21 to nothing. Thank God at halftime. But I want you to know this right here. You may be sitting here this morning getting whooped, and it might be halftime in your life. But I want you to know something. Thank God you got a locker room right here. Brother, you can go into. And I'm going to tell you this right here. Son, we went in that locker room, Jeff, and thank God that morning, and that afternoon, us juniors, we'd had enough of it, and we got down to a come-to-Jesus meet. Thank God, right in the middle of the locker room, Randy. Thank God, I want you to know something. If you're getting whooped this morning, get in the locker room, thank God, come-to-Jesus meet, get a hold of it, and thank God, I guarantee you, you can come out a winner on the other side, thank God. I will tell you something. You can go talk to people this very day, and you know what they remember? They remember us coming out of that locker room a whole lot different than when we went in. I want you to know this. You can do the very same thing this morning. Son, you can go come out a whole lot different than you did when you went in. You'll say, well, preacher, what happened? I don't remember much what happened, but I'll tell you this right here. I know what did happen. We left that night. I went in getting beat 21 to nothing. I left that night winning 28-21. I want to tell you something this morning, boys. I get a hold of the Lord, get in the locker room with him, and he'll fight the fight for you, thank God. You'll say, preacher, this ain't no memorial service. Will you hold on just a minute? Thank God, I want you to know something. There was a fight because of the fall of Adam that was coming to all mankind this morning. Thank God, you know what? A fight that mankind could not win. Thank God, but I'll tell you something. God knowed all about it before it ever started. You say, preacher, when it didn't start, Adam took upon the fruit. I beg to differ with you. Thank God, I believe God knowed all about it, knowed what Adam was going to do. He knowed it about the middle of this day. Thank God, he was going to have to send his son so that we might have an opportunity. Thank God, the winner. Victory this morning. I'll tell you something. A lot of people looked at the cross. I thank God. Just the ending of it. Our brother Nutsy can't see nothing but pure death inside the cross. Brother, I want to tell you something. I see a whole lot more than that. I thank God inside the cross. I want to tell you this right here. People said, well, Isaiah and Hosea and all them boys ain't got to see what they wanted to see yet. Well, I'll tell you something, boys. You better go do a little more reading, thank God, and you better go do a little more study. Because Isaiah said that God shall wipe away all tears from our eyes. Thank God this morning. You know what the Lord told Hosea, Brother Redney? He told him, he said, I'll ransom them from the grave, thank God. Ain't you glad that Christ died? Not only did he die, but thank God he raised on the third day so that he fought the battle and got the victory so that you ain't even got a fight, thank God. I want to tell you something. Brother, you better know what the Lord can do for you inside your life. I've heard Randy talk about more than once how the Lord it took him a long time to show him some things on some things. Brother, I want to tell you something. I was sitting out there yesterday on my little screen porch all alone. I thank God, just me and the Lord. And brother, I want to tell you something. I can about shout right now, thank God. And brother, I'll tell you, I had one of them come to Jesus moments. I thank God, I've been fighting a battle, fighting a fight for a long time. But thank God, when God gives you the victory, ain't no devil going to be able to take it away from you. Brother, I was sitting there. I've been reading on some scripture. It might be simple to you. I've been reading on some stuff for a long time. Old John over there. Bruce, he got to seeing some things. And I ain't talking about in the book of Revelations. I'm talking about in the book of John. Brother, ain't it good when the Lord just opens something up to you and let you see what you
you better hunt, thank God. I want to tell you, I read about old Hosea and the Lord telling him that he was going to ransom from the grave. Then you know what? I flipped over to old John. And folks, I'll tell you something. I'd wondered about this for a long time. Old John said he saw graves opened up, and I thank God those come out of it. I'm just going to preach to you just a minute. I thank God, he said, those that done good unto good, and those that done bad unto bad. You know what the Lord showed me? I thank God, he said, oh, Isaiah and Hosea and Malachi and every one of them boys done prophesied. And you know what? They were looking for the same resurrection, thank God, that John was looking for. Brother, it wasn't way out yonder somewhere. Thank God John wanted to see our day. And thank God it all come down. Thank God they was all looking for the day of Christ, thank God. And you know what? They got to see it, thank God. Brother, I want to tell you something. You'll say, well, preacher, that kind of preaching, it done got you banned. I want to tell you something. I still got good men of God that'll preach us. And brother, all I know do is just let them ban me. If they want to try to act like God, I'll let them try to act like God. Randy, I know what's inside my heart, and you ain't going to change. I fought it too long and searched for an answer and search for some victory. Thank God that when the Lord gives it to you, hold on to it, thank God. And don't let the Lord have it. Woo! I got a victory yesterday. Thank God this morning. You know what? There's a lot of them. And I ain't just talking about around here. I'm talking about a lot of people are waiting on way too much stuff to come. Thank God. Now I'm going to tell you something. I ain't trying to take heaven away from you. No, sir. I'm just trying to give you a little bit of it right here on this side. Thank God this morning. Why can't you enjoy it? I've been accused of not believing in the resurrection. I won't tell you what, Randy. I thank God this morning. You know what I'll tell them? Those that had part in the first resurrection, thank God the second power haveth no death. Thank God. I ain't worried about what you do with this body. Throw it, slap in the dish. I don't care, because I've been born again by the blood of Jesus. And you know what? People want to argue and fight with you over in the book of Corinthians. But you know what? They failed to go on and read them last few verses. And you say, preacher, what you talking about? It said, thanks be unto God. Listen to me. It don't say 400 years from now, or it don't say 400 years ago. It said, but thanks be unto God, which giveth us, thank God, Bruce, the victory this morning. Christ died upon the cross, and son ended all of it. Thank God, rose on the third day, so that me and you might have victory this morning. I thank God. I'll tell you something. There's too many people worried about the wrong thing. I want to tell you something. I remember, I'll never forget it. Brother, back in the year 2012, in the month of July, Randy was helping in revival way up here in Mount Liberty. First and only time I've ever been up there. I went up there that night. Folks, I want to tell you, we got told when we went up there that night, I said, don't be afraid for these people. I don't go to meeting up here at about 10 o'clock. So I'll tell you something. I didn't have nowhere to be the next day. I know it was Sunday, but I was ready to worship. You remember it, don't you, Randy? I thank God. I'll tell you something. My brothers, go somewhere. If you come to church every Sunday morning, every Wednesday night, and every Sunday night, wanting to get a victory, I thank God we'd tear the door, slap off this place. My brother, instead of coming, kicking and screaming, I thank God not wanting to be here. You know what I thought this morning? I thought in the middle of the week, it was said the other night, I got to go up to Mountain View this Sunday morning. But I changed my tune, Brother Randy. You know what I said? Thank God I get to go up to Mountain View this morning. Thank God what an honor and a privilege it is to be able to amongst God's people and just preach the gospel unto them. Folks, I'll tell you, this kind of gospel ain't welcomed everywhere anymore. But I'll tell you something. I'm going to preach it, thank God, Randy, until they lay me in that grave right there at Stoner Chapel Baptist Church. You know why? I ain't doing it in spite of men. I could care less about them. I'm doing it, thank God, because the Lord gave it to me. I'm going to stand fast on it. Thank God when I leave this world, I don't know where I'm going to be. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to be with my Lord and Savior. And that's going to be the end of it, thank God. Brother, you better get ready when you leave this world. Son, my fight and my battle's over. I'm going to lay her down. Going on 4 years ago this October, we laid my daddy in the ground. You know what? His fight and his battle's over. Thank God. You can say he's at rest. You can say he's asleep. I don't care what you say, but I'll tell you this. He's with the Lord somewhere. And brother, I'm going to tell you, you know what the Bible tells me? The Bible teaching me that Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father. Am I wrong, Randy? Thank God this morning I know where he's sitting at. And brother, I'll tell you something. Why you got to wait this morning? Thank God. Let the Lord get a hold of you. And you can enjoy him right here and have a victory on this side. Thank God. Brother, I'll tell you. We went up there. I believe it was on a Saturday night. A revival. Got there. Just had a regular old meeting. Sure enough, about 10 or 10:30, there was a woman jumped out of the middle of the pew and she took off running. Took off running and screaming. But I'm going to tell you, she fell out on the floor. I'll never forget this. I remember like it was yesterday. Fell out in the middle of the aisle, kicking and screaming. You know what? That didn't stop some people. You say, preacher, what you talking about? They were some people that stepped over. Thank God, jumped over that woman. Brother, it got so right in that place. They was tired of fighting the battle. Thank God they wanted a victory. That's how we need to be, folks. No matter what gets in your way, I tell old Satan, thank God you ain't going to get me today. Thank God I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to put everything I got in. Folks, I want you to know something this morning. We got to see something spectacular that night. You say, preacher, what you talking about? Son, they had an altar right between there and the book board. They was two little girls, about 9 or 10 years old, twins that night. Thank God jumped over that woman and brother made their way down to an old-fashioned altar. Folks, I got to see something spectacular. Thank God I got to see somebody fight a fight that night and jumped over every obstacle it took. Thank God to get to them. And they got down. You know what was good about it? They took the altar and slid her out. Them two old girls was praying, giving their heart to the Lord. And you know what happened? Old daddy got to get down right behind them. Thank God. Right behind them, thank God. And fighting, helping. Fight the fight for his daughters, thank God. And was begging and crying and screaming for the Lord to help us. I thank God this morning. Let's get back to the part where we ain't worried about the world. We ain't worried about what they say or what they do. Thank God, get back to the place where we're ready to fight the fight, no matter what it comes up to, and stand up, because you know God's going to give us the victory. Thank God. We got to see it that night. Got home about 2:30 in the morning. Had to go to church the next morning. Let me rephrase that. Got to go to church the next morning. You talking about ready to shout and scream out of a pew. But I said all that to say this. Randy asked us that night to come preach for it. First time I'd ever seen this building. Didn't even know nothing about it. Had to get directions up here. I want to tell you something, folks. These things of people that's helped us fight the fight, Leroy, that you just can't get out of your mind, that you don't want to get out of your mind, Steve. I'll never forget the first night I come here. Brother Thurman Hightower was sitting on a little scooter, Randy. I remember it, folks, like it was yesterday. Sitting on a little scooter right up there in the very front of the church, right beside the altar, over here in the corner where you come down. I remember. Sunday's things that you remember. I remember my papa. Before he got down, sat on the left-hand side, back pew, left corner. Remember it like it was yesterday. Things stick in your mind. But I'm going to tell you what, folks, we need to take to heart a lot of times. Man cornered me up one time at the barber shop. I ain't like the rest of them. I don't call names. I don't talk about people. Hey, some she-bears hiding in the woods. Going to get them one day. I'm telling you, Randy. It's going to get them. Got cornered at the barber shop one day. Somebody asked me about the resurrection. I said, I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel about the resurrection. And to quote Thurman Hightower, I didn't tell him this. This is what I thought. We're worrying too much about unloading the boat instead of loading the boat. Folks, as long as you believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven, the only truth, he told him. He told Mary, didn't he? Boys, I'm telling y'all, this could just go bigger and bigger and bigger. You think Lazarus was the first one, the first fruits of the resurrection? You better think again. You think the little Jairus' daughter that he raised up with the first fruits of the resurrection? You better think again. I've studied it. And I can't find no exact timeline. But I'm going to tell you something. Jesus Christ brought them back to a natural body. And you know what happened to a natural body? It's going to die again. It's going to die again, folks. There ain't never been but one, thank God, that conquered death. The Bible said that he vanished it. Thank God, done away with it. Those who believe this morning, thank God, you want to put your hope in something? You better not put your hope in religion. You better not put your hope in man. You better put your hope in the everlasting word of Jesus Christ, and you better believe on him and nothing else this morning, because I guarantee you, he is the only one that'll work, thank God. The rest of them died again. But thank God he was born unto a glorified body and went back to his Father, never to decay again, thank God. It was perfect. He done what he came down here to do. Thank God he said it is finished, thank God. I told that man that day, I said, I'm going to tell you something. And they took it and run with it. I said, you're worried about the wrong resurrection. Worried about it. Yeah. I said, I'm going to tell you something. I ain't worried about the end of this thing. I could care less. Say, well, preacher, you got to preach it. That's exactly what I'm going to preach to you. I thank God this morning. I ain't worried about it. People spending way too much time of their time trying to figure out what's going to happen when the Lord's got it under control anyway. You need to figure out, get down and pray what's going to happen with these little ones right here. Thank God. They're the ones we need to be worried about. The Lord's going to take care of the rest of it. It ain't the first time I've ever been cornered, Randy. Used to work at County Water Department. I'm going to tell y'all something. That's how the Lord works. I wasn't one of them running around, talk Bible all the time. But if somebody wanted to talk, I'd talk to them. We had to go up in the front office every day and turn your paperwork in. Got up there one day and they was having a big heated discussion about the end of time. You know what, folks? I want to tell you something. Just because the Bible talks about the end of time don't mean it's talking about the end of time. Huh? Christ ended the time. That's a whole totally different message. I thank God it can preach for by until the Lord comes back. I thank God this morning. You know what? Isaiah and Hosea and all them was prophesying. I thank God they was waiting on the day of the Lord, Jeff. And you know what? He nailed all them prophecies, thank God. Right dead smack on the cross. I thank God. Randy called the end it off, thank God. And brother, he brought into a brand new world, thank God. That mankind had an opportunity to get death off their back, thank God. They didn't have it before then. But when he come out of that grave, victorious over death and hell, thank God he had won the victory tonight. He told old Mary, who was it, old Martha, come out there and got on him, huh? Had one of them get on me Friday night about some things been going on, wasn't nothing bad, trying to tell me some things I needed to do. You know what? I just walked off. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what? She was right behind me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Folks, I want to tell you something. There's more than you know what's going on. I think you better just get ready for it. You know what he told Martha? I want to tell y'all something. The day that we laid my daddy in the ground, we took a Bible, Randy, and laid it upon his casket while he was there, unto his favorite scripture that he always talked to me about. Old Martha got on him, said, Lord, where was you at? I said, if you'd been here, my brother wouldn't have died. They all thought he was asleep. But you know what? The Lord told him, said, not so. I said, Lazarus is dead. I thank God this morning. Oh, Martha told us if you'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. I'm going to tell you something, folks. You go and read Jewish custom. There's a reason he waited 4 days. Thank God. You say, preacher, what's that? The Jews believed that your spirit could hover around your body for 3 full days, having an opportunity to go back in. Am I wrong? I thank God this morning. Everybody sang me 4 days late and right on time. That's truer than you know. I thank God this morning. The Lord waited 4 days so that he could finalize everything. So he could shut the Jews up and let them know once and for all that what he told Martha. Martha said, Lord, is he going to live again? He said, yes, sir, he's going to live again. She said, yeah, in the latter days. He said, thank God, Martha. This is what I had Daddy's Bible opened up to. He said, I am the life, thank God, and the resurrection. Folks, you got him. Don't worry about what's to come, thank God. Because he's got it under control. They cornered me up that day. They said, what do you think about the end of time? I said, I'm going to be point blank honest with you. And this is how I see it. I said, I ain't no pre-millennial. I ain't no all millennial. After millennium, now millennium, little while millennium. I ain't none of them. They said, preacher, what you talking about? I said, this is what I'm going to tell you. And you better take it to heart. I said, until the Lord comes back, when you leave this world, whether it be in a car accident, whether you die by a heart attack or whether you die of natural causes, folks, I'm going to tell you something. That is the end of your world. I don't see how anybody can argue that unless you're premillennial and believe you're going to have another opportunity. And Lord, help you on that one. So I'm going to tell you something, Dev. I've had some great friends that was Church of Christ. Great friends, Randy. They believed a little different. But I'm going to tell you this right here. They believed you had to be born again by the blood of Jesus. Now, I know they put the water part on there. But, son, they believed you had to be born again. I had a great conversation with a guy named Dean Sutton. The preacher, you wasn't going to name names. I'm telling you something. He was a mechanic at the bus shop years ago when we drove a bus. Sat down there one day and had one of the best conversations you'll ever have with Dean. Dean was one of them. He believed what he believed. I believe what I believe. But we agreed to disagree. We could sit down, Jeff, and have some very, very, very good conversations. Had one, sat down there and about cried talking to him. Wasn't a week later, you know what happened? Boy sitting in his recliner at home. Got up, get him something to eat. Fell out of his chair, laying in his floor. Was gone. Was gone from this world. Folks, I'm telling you, you can believe in reincarnation, come back as a dog, animal, bird, whatever you want to. But you ain't coming back. Where I'm going, Randy, I don't want to come back. Folks, we're fighting a battle. And we're fighting it right now, today. I ain't looking for no years of tribulation. Thank God we're in it right now. And we're fighting the fight. Every single day of our life, we're fighting the fight. Boy, there's been times when when I've got my tail kicked from Sunday to Sunday. I mean it, Bruce. Boy, he'll get on you and he won't let up. I remember old Earl preached one time. Preached about old Slewfoot. He said, you know what? He said, he might be able to knock me down, but he ain't going to knock me out. You ever just got slapped, knocked down? Huh? I mean, knocked slap off your feet. And you know why it don't stop there? Boy, while you're laying there, he'll just come by and just kick you a few times. Huh? Just laugh at you. I'm going to tell you something, though, Steve. I've already got the victory. Already got the victory. Folks, I'm going to tell you, get to digging and studying. I'll be honest, I needed yesterday. I needed it, Randy. Sometimes things happen in your life and everything in the world around you just going on just fine. Lord, blessing your kids, blessing your family, blessing you. And boy, at the same time on the inside, you just getting kicked. Just getting, well, I'm telling y'all the truth and you know it. Folks, I don't come preach you no fairy tale. I come preach you the gospel and the truth. But son, I'm going to tell you every now and then, Lord says, that's enough. He'll say, that's enough. And boy, he'll give you something to shout about. Thank God. Now, I'm going to tell you something in the morning. You know what? Boy, he's going to have him fist back up and he's going to be just slugging again. But you know what? I got something else now to tell him. Thank God, Satan, get thee behind me. Thank God, because I've got the victory already. Amen. You need some help getting in the locker room and have a come to Jesus meeting. You can still talk about people all around the Dareville. And they remember that year. They remember that game. Folks, you can have some stuff that'll go with you for the rest of your life. Yeah. I'll tell you this and I'll come to a close. Our senior year, there was a team still there called Central of Carrollton. They had Carrollton High School and had all this, but they had Central Carrollton. They was picked, and I'm going to tell you what you can do in your life. They was picked, and I don't know why all this come back to me this week, Lord, y'all, but it's just come to me. They were picked to be the state champions in Class AA in 1986. I'm going to tell you something, boys. Them boys come to Adairsville with their chest poked out. Thinking they all had a road paved all the way to the 15th game and nobody could touch them. You ever been in that shape? Huh? I'm going to tell you something, folks. Don't you think that the devil won't jump on a power trip, too? Don't you think after today the devil ain't going to come tell you, boy, look what you done. Look what you done. I'm going to tell you something right now. It ain't nothing to me. It's all of the Lord. Them boys come up there thinking they was going to beat anybody. You know what we did? We sent them back to Central Carrollton with their head between their legs. And I'm going to tell you the truth. And I'm just going to tell you, kick their tail all over the football field. Exactly what we did. You know what them boys did? They won the state championship that year. But instead of being 15-0, you know what they wore? They were 14-1. Folks, don't y'all think we don't relish in that. Even to this day, we got the victory because they thought they had it won. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. You better stay humble. Better stay humble, and the Lord will help us. He's already won the one fight. He's already won the victory. All you got to do is accept it this morning. I appreciate being here. I've fought that all week. Next time you're getting your tail kicked, just stop and ask the Lord to help you. Because He can do it. Appreciate being here, Brother Randy. You go ahead. Appreciate the opportunity.